I'm trying to find a number for the golf pro, Dan Whedon.
Welcome back to Chasing Unleashed, the show where we dive headfirst into the world of entrepreneurship, business, and living life to the fullest. I'm your host, Dan Whedon, and I've got a treat for you today. We're about to innovate, ignite possibilities, and unleash the secrets for your success walking the back nine of life. In this episode, I'm going to take you to Iceland, where I learned a valuable lesson walking around in the depths of the Blue Lagoon. Enjoy. I was terrified. If you had been standing in the most azure and warm waters of the epic Blue Lagoon outside Reykjavik, Iceland, you'd have seen me walking tentatively, holding my mobile phone high above my head. It was our first day in Iceland. Barb traveled with me for our annual Global Mastermind group retreat. We just landed earlier that morning and had booked a visit to one of National Geographic's 25 wonders of the world. The lagoon was spectacular. The beauty was breathtaking. The lagoon was balmy and contained the healthiest minerals in the world. Barb was enjoying ambling and floating around the vast lagoon, leaving me petrified about dropping my phone in the blue waters. Everyone takes pictures there, and of course, I needed to visually chronicle our visit. But if you're like me, your mobile phone holds everything you hold dear personally and is vital to your business. My confidence in keeping my phone from slipping into the abyss was, well, nil. The decision was to snap a few more photos for posterity and then go back to the locker to safely store my device, which contains about every picture known to man of my grandchildren and my dogs. Heading back to the locker room, I asked the attendant about going back into the locker room to safeguard my phone. He told me that, hey, waterproof covers with a lanyard were available for sale at the counter. It was like music to my ears. The purchase was made, and believe me, without any concern for the cost, since I couldn't tell at all what the exchange rate was. And my return to the lagoon with full confidence and more memories to snap had returned. The Blue Lagoon was prepared for a need that would seem as obvious as a tuna sandwich, but isn't to every customer. My purchase of the item was undoubtedly one of many that day and countless over time. As a business, the Blue Lagoon management knew exactly what to expect to benefit their clientele. It should be that easy for us in business, but alas, many times it's not. How many opportunities to service our clients do we miss? Are solutions to problems going without a remedy because, well, we didn't understand the potential needs? Or have we become stale in our products and services due to inattention or apathy? Our businesses offer great value to our clients, but only if they know it. The Blue Lagoon not only had the fix to my little conundrum, but they'd done such a great job of training their employees to be alert to the chance to not just sell a product, but to enhance the experience of a patron. What does your business or company offer clients and customers? Do they know every way you can help them, especially in the moment of need? The best way to help others is to be attentive to needs, nimble in offerings, and enlightening in opportunities when and how they present themselves. Sink or swim, we want to keep our offerings above the water. Keep chasing Unleashed. ¶¶